I'm actually on a mission, man, you know? Like, I don't even think comedy is my calling in life. I think I'm meant for something greater. Like, I had a vision the other night, it came to me. I think my mission in life is to help white people. Like, really, I want to feel comfortable enough to walk in your house unannounced at 3 o'clock in the morning. Just wake you up and go, come with me. Like, comics, we don't do shit when we're on the road except stay in a hotel room and watch TV. And I'm flipping through some of the stations and I'm watching these programs like Oprah and Phil, and I'm seeing some of y'all's kids is out of fucking control. I really want to ask white people, I've always been curious, why don't y'all just beat your kids, man? Beat them, whoop their motherfucking ass. Y'all give y'all kids all kind of timeouts and special places. The fuck is a special place? To a black child, that's a coma. What is a special place? Black kids don't know shit about timeout. We know about getting knocked the fuck out. That's it. My mother used to slap the shit out of me in public, and I would look at people for help. Like, shut up. White people felt my pain. Oh my God. She just struck her child. Black people see black kids get hit. We be like, hey, get your shit together. Black people will beat other people's kids if they fucking up too bad. Like, miss, you need to whoop this ugly motherfucker. Put that shit down. Here's my website, email, home address. Call me. I'll fuck him up any damn you need. You ain't got to kill him. Just watch him turn red. Just put this motherfucker. Just choke him out. You know what I found out growing up? Totally shocked me. White kids are just as shocked to find out black kids don't talk back to their parents as we are, and we hear them talk back to theirs. So I used to have a little buddy would come over to my house on the weekends, little Nate. We'd be in my room playing video games. My mother used to come in the room on us, cuss me out for no reason. Just scare the shit out of both of them. We'd be in the room playing Mario Brothers. She'd come kick open the door like SWAT. We'd be on level 4. She'd Harris, how many times have I told you to clean this motherfucking room? Cut that goddamn game off to clean this room. I come back, this motherfucking room ain't clean. I'm gonna take that Nintendo cord, wrap it around your neck, and stick it in your ass. Nigga, I ain't playing with you. This ain't no threat. This is a promise. Try me, motherfucker. Try me. My white friend would turn to me offended like, dude, what the fuck? She can't do that, man. This is your space. This is your area. She's violating your right to privacy. You should say something. You want me to go say something? I'd be so scared. I start talking to him like a slave from Roots. Like, he's gonna get me's in trouble. I like you, Nate. I really do. And my parents is good black folk. They give me food. They give me sleeps. You get away from around here with that foolishness. Go on, get from here. Oh, Lord. My mother smacked the shit out of the white boy. He turned into me. Wet in the water.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnich, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh. That's Ari Spears, for those who do not know, but it's a fucking great bit, and
it is
leads me to believe I grew up black, because I don't know what I don't know how old Ari Spears is. I put him around my age, but let me look that up here real quick, because. We didn't talk about... Yeah, he's 48. So,
yeah, it's our age.
We didn't talk about our parents. And my parents wouldn't blink an eye twice to beat me in public. We didn't throw temper tantrums in public or, you know.
Yeah, see, mine would if they could catch me. That was the one thing where I got lucky. My parents were so fucking old by the time I came around that, I mean... All I had to do was run 10 feet, and they'd get winded and couldn't catch me.
Yeah, even if I could outrun my dad, he had a memory like a fucking elephant. He had an ass-whooping knot tied around his finger just to remember it was time to whoop my ass. And, and like, the coming in the room and having to do chores and shit, fuck, we got Mr. Pickett listener here can attest. They all knew if you stayed the night at my house on the weekend, there was chores Saturday morning, Sunday morning. And you got up and did them too.
That's what I'm saying. It wasn't just you. you, it was everybody. If your friends were there, they got up and did the chores with you.
Yep.
And that
Cleaning
was my house. If you were
pig
there,
stalls and
in the morning and it was time to go do chores, it was time for everybody to go
Yep.
do chores.
100%. 100%. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What made me think of the Aerie Spears thing, because that's off the Shaquille O'Neal comedy jam, blah, blah, blah. And last night, I don't know if you had a chance to watch it, if you intend to watch it or anything else, but it's actually been a comic we've talked about quite a few times recently on the show. The Chris Rock and Kevin Hart Netflix special thing came out, the little documentary of their tour.
Yeah.
So it's not you only get little snippets of comedy. It's more Kevin Hart praising Chris Rock. And
Okay.
I mean, whether or not you're a fan of theirs, if you're a fan of comedy, if you're a comedian, it's 1,000% worth the fucking watch.
Okay.
1,000% worth the watch. It's they talk about paying their dues, and not that you or I have made it anywhere worth making it to per se.
Yeah.
But it's the same way we paid our dues. Fucking night after night after night in bars and open mics and there's a part where Kevin Hart's talking about the first big comedian to talk to him, to give him advice, to, was Chris Rock. And the way he phrased it and everything reminded me so much of the first time and every time hence since that I met Ralph Porter.
Ralph is amazing.
I mean, when you think of Seattle area comics, especially when we were coming in, 12 years ago, you
Yeah.
think of the Ralph Porters of the world were pretty big. The Gabes, the Sonics guy, Chris Brandon, Brad
Yes.
Brake, those guys, right?
Yes.
And as much as I did with Brad, you never had those serious, like, hey, work your joke this way to make it funnier. Or, hey, cut this out. It's not needed. Or, whatever. But I never got I've never gotten that from Gabe. Chris Brandon was fantastic, right?
Yes.
Chris wouldn't necessarily come to you to hand you advice, but if you went to Chris with any question, he would sit down and have a serious conversation with you about your set, about, anything like that.
Yes, very much so.
But it just 100% reminded me. He talks about another guy that called him stupid all the time. And he was another big, he was kind of like a Brad Brake, somebody who hasn't made it nat like huge, huge, but had some things go on in his career, some big deals. And, or he Kevin Hart was talking about he was young, wasn't even on a show, but he got to get backstage. And, he was back with Patrice O'Neal, Bill Burr, Chris Rock, and they were like, "Hey, go do some time." And he said he went up and he started doing his set, and Patrice O'Neal threw a phone book on stage. And he said he looked at him, and Patrice O'Neal just stood up in the middle of the whole fucking room and was like, "Read that, it'd be funnier." Like just busting balls, and
Wow.
yeah, but. If you want to delve into, because they go back to, I mean, they show old Chris Rock and they show old Kevin Hart, like VHS camcorder in the back of the room, Kevin Hart. And it's really good. It's really good.
I might have to look that up. I mean, I just haven't had a chance to really.
It literally just came out yesterday, so it's not like it's been around. It was one of the, I caught it last week on the Coming Soon or whatever on Netflix.
Yeah.
I watched the trailer and I set a reminder for it. Because I thought the trailer looked that good. And I know.
I'm going to sit down and watch it.
We talked when we talked with Corey and. Oh my God, why am I. The liberal redneck. Why am I dropping his fucking name?
I remember.
Trey Crowder.
There you go, yes.
That they both had Chris Rock on their Mount Rushmore. You know.
Yeah.
So it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing stuff. But no, we really liked it. Tosh sat and watched it with me too. So
she was. Yeah, I was. It's just been so busy. I haven't had a chance to really watch anything. But I'm gonna definitely have to look that one up.
Yeah. I mean, I only got the chance to watch it because we weren't recording. You know.
Yeah.
Like right now, kids are getting ready to watch Candy Cane Lane, and I'm recording. So. Yeah.
We better hurry up.
Well, I won't catch it. Toby will be in bed in an hour.
Yeah.
But, you know. No, really good. Like I said, I don't get a whole big chance to be able to watch that shit. You know, a lot of stuff. Toby takes over the TV. Has it till, you know, 9. I go to bed at 10.
Yeah. That can always be an issue. That's one thing that's nice now that, you know, not to rub it in, but I don't have any kids at home.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Yeah, it is.
Must be nice.
I can do whatever I want. It's a pants-free zone. Hey, as far as you know, I'm, you know, poo-bearing it right now.
Floyd Mayweather died?
What?
I just sent you the article. Pickett just sent it to me. You do have the same phone number still, right?
Well, yeah.
Huh?
Wow. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Fucking Pickett. I know I've mentioned briefly the story of Porno Pickett, and you know, you think a guy's gotten far away from that in his life, and then all of a sudden you get a big fucking dick pic from him.
I mean, at least it's not his.
Yeah.
Yeah. No fucking ideas, though, man. Please, God, no, Chris.
I've known Chris a long fucking time. I don't think Chris ever in the history of ever would fucking send a dick pic. So if he did, I would almost look at it like a fucking trophy.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I mean, you know, I can see him sending a dick pic, just not his.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he just did.
He's pretty modest with himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Floyd Mayweather did not die. It's an article from San Fran Chronicle. And it just says, Boxer Mayweather found dead. And you click it, and it's a big white guy and his dick.
Yeah.
That, by the way, that's unprovoked. It wasn't like we were sending nasty memes back and forth and, you know, blah, 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 blah. He texted me. Oh, wait, that's your shit. I'm like, wait a second. That's not right. He texted me this morning talking about Super Tecmo Bowl, which we'll get into. But, and... You know, that was, he started the text thread at, he started it about 7:15 this morning, and we talked about, I finished first place in my money league, our big money league. I finished first place for the regular season, scored the most points in the league, blah, blah, blah. So he sent me congratulations, da, 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 da. We went through talking about the league. He sends me Tecmo Bowl, so we're on the football track, and... Literally, that stopped at 9:58 talking about Tecmo Bowl. No other messages. And 1:56, I get a dick pic.
Just, makes sense.
Just random. We've known each other a long time, too. Have I ever just sent you a dick pic? We share funny TikTok videos. We you know, Instagram reels, all that type of funny shit. We tag each other on Facebook, which you can't show dick pics, of funny memes or, you know, different things we think the other would be interested in. And I just get a random dick pic. Just kaplow. Kaplow. So, speaking of football, the Tecmo Bowl thing. Did you ever play Tecmo Bowl growing up?
Yeah. The Seahawks were pink.
Well, okay, I'm sorry. Super Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah.
Which was the second one that had the full league. The first Tecmo Bowl had, what, 12 teams or whatever?
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. It was badass because we had Craig and Largent in that game on the pink Seahawks.
Yes. Never understood why they were pink, but whatever.
Yeah. Because they didn't have NFL rights.
Yeah, but still pink?
I don't know. But it's the 32nd birthday of Super Tecmo Bowl.
Nice.
And
I want to go play it.
Yeah, he sent me, you know, talking about that, and then he asked me if I could get Steve Grogan and the New England Patriots to the Super Bowl. I think you could play that with that game with any team, and if you're playing against a computer and couldn't get to the Super Bowl, you should probably just give up video games.
Yeah.
There was cheat codes in that game without being cheat codes.
Oh, yeah.
If you had any running back, you just zigzag. And I'd say 7 out of 10 of them are touchdowns.
No. You know? Just got Bo Jackson. You just ran through everybody.
Well, you had the good players, but I'm just saying with any fucking team.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, let's see here. Super Tecmo Bowl Patriots. I want to know who else is on their roster before I think I can take that. Speaking of New England, did you see it came out today that old Bill Belichick is
done,
gone at the end of the year?
Yeah.
But I did hear. Well, he gave a Marshawn Lynch press conference today. Of course, every question was about, you know, that topic.
Yes.
And his answer for every single question is, I'm just getting prepared for Kansas City next week. Just getting prepared for Kansas City's on my mind this week.
Well, yeah, because they said he's finishing out the season, and then he's done.
Yeah. And again, that's a maybe.
It is, because that's one thing. I mean, until it happens, you know, who knows? I mean, all of a sudden, he could win out the year. It's not going to happen, but he could win out the year and suddenly be back in Kraft's good graces and get his job back.
Very true.
Someone made a horrible suggestion that said, oh, that's the Seahawks' next coach for next year. I'm like, well, I guess I'm a Houston fan now.
Yeah, that was fucking Nick, dummy. I saw
like,
that.
Uh-uh. Fuck no.
I saw that. You know, I'm looking at this roster, and I don't know how much you remember players from 91, but it might be a challenge to get this team to the Super Bowl and Tecmo Bowl. I mean, you have one Pro Bowler in Urban Fryer. Although you have Marquez Tutupu. Linebacker, Seahawks. What was his first name?
Lofa?
Lofa Tutupu.
No.
Yep,
yeah, Lofa Tutupu.
You have his dad, Mossy's, as the running back of New England on this game.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. That is going to be
tough.
I mean,
a lot of people forget New England wasn't that good of a team until...
They went to the Super Bowl in, what, 89?
Yeah.
I mean, they lost, but they went to the Super Bowl.
They did, but I mean, they weren't like what everyone thinks of the Patriots now. Well, and before Tom Brady left.
No, that started about 93.
Yeah.
When they got Bledsoe and they got Bill Parcells as coach.
Yeah.
You know, they went Parcells and they went Pete Carroll and then they went Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. But, no, I thought that was funny. We'll stick with the football theme, I guess, for the moment. I'm out of the playoffs. I don't even think I have a shot. I know we have one more week.
Yeah, we have one more week.
But top four teams already go.
I think I've already, like, guaranteed my spot.
I mean, I do have a shot. I have an outside shot. So I'm in fifth place. I'm behind Corey by one game. I have Corey currently outscored by 114 points. So if Corey loses and I win, I'm in. And you know what that means.
Yeah.
If Corey loses and I'm in, it's me versus you in the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I've already secured my spot.
Yeah, and I believe you've secured the top spot too.
Yeah, because even if I lost this week,
Chris would have to beat you by 143.
Yeah, I'm 143 points ahead.
Yeah.
So, which I don't know how the fuck that happened.
I don't even know. Who the fuck is on your team? Allen, nobody. Evans, St. Brown, Cooper Kupp, McCaffrey. What do you mean nobody? Mostert,
okay,
Kincaid, Gus Edwards. Yeah, you got a pretty good team.
Yeah, for once I actually, like, drafted a decent team.
Yeah, you got a really good team.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck did all those people... Was I not part of the draft? You, like... Didn't you auto-draft?
No, I think I was there this year.
You're right. Maybe I think we set it up the day before you left.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody expected Mostert to lead the NFL in touchdowns.
No.
I mean, it's
I think he was a late round pick that I just happened to pick up.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good. But the fact that you got St. Brown, Cooper Kupp, and Evans. And somehow squeeze McCaffrey and Allen in that. Like, those are all top, or should be top picks for other people.
And I think what it was is I went straight for the wide receivers, and normally...
You go straight for the quarterbacks.
In past years, I've gone straight for the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And this year, I stayed away from the quarterbacks, which kind of helped me, because I ended up with Josh Allen, like, in...
Yeah. Oh, just when I thought we were going to be smooth sailing this week, we got fucked. Are you there?
There you are. Now you're back. So, but yeah, I think Purdy I picked up later. So, I mean, I didn't go straight for the quarterbacks. I just kind of picked whatever.
Well, Allen he's been the top fantasy quarterback for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But, you know, Purdy, when Allen's bye week was there, not a bad, you know.
Hmm. Well, the thing with Allen, because a lot of people worry about Allen because he's thrown, I think the most interceptions in the last, like, 4 years. But he's also thrown, like, the most touchdowns.
Yeah, and he's still, like, 3-1.
So, the only person who's got a better, touchdown interception ratio is Mahomes. Than him.
Yeah.
He's got a great ratio. He's thrown a lot of, but it's kind of, everyone forgets too. Like when you talk about like great quarterbacks, I mean, when you talk Brett Favre had the record for the most touchdowns, but he also had the record for the most interceptions.
Yeah. Warren Moon had the record for most fumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it happens. So, I mean, but yeah, Josh Allen's been he's been good for me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a good team. That's going to really suck next week if I make the playoffs.
It is. Well, it really sucks. Honestly, is my money league. I'm fucking worried because my money league, I'm in third, but my quarterback is now done.
Is that LA's, the Chargers, Justin Herbert?
Yep. So he's out. So now I'm down to Stafford.
I had to pick up Stafford this week in my other money league because I had CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
He's got the concussion. I have a bye week in my big money league this week because we got six teams that go to the playoffs, and we start them this week.
Yeah, see, that's it. That's we just started the playoffs, and I'm third, but right now I'm projected to lose by 17 points.
However, who's playing? We got three teams vying for last place. Please tell me they're playing one another. No, one of them is playing fucking the team I need to lose. You're playing one of them, and Tosh is playing Pickett. They're all 5-9 vying for last place. So,
it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You better hope that, you know, someone suddenly decides to figure out how to play so you can get in the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm not counting on it. I mean, I didn't draft what I thought was a bad team. My quarterback has sucked all the way through. I don't even remember who I had week one. Who did I have fucking week one?
I don't know. The quarterback position's been the hardest one.
I had Kirk Cousins, who went out. Mm. And now I have Jordan Love or Jake Browning. I mean, I did some screwing up. I had Akane, the Miami Dolphins rookie running back. And
you pick up Flacco.
When he got hurt, I got rid of him. But it's been like Najee Harris, who's normally a top 10 running back. He fucking sucks. James Conner, he's fucking been hurt all off and on all year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'd say
Flacco's available. You can go get Flacco.
Yeah. I think I'm going to roll with Jake Browning this week against Minnesota.
There you go.
See what old Jake Browning can do. Did you see that Minnesota game last week?
No.
3-0 against the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
And that 3 points came with 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
I'd have asked for my money back. That's
the only thing I will say on this one that made me so happy about that. Guess I had the Raiders defense. On one of my teams.
Yeah,
one of my leagues.
Was there a bunch of turnovers in that?
I think so, but it was still enough to give me some good
I know
points.
The Raiders fumbled twice and threw an interception towards the end that locked the game up. But and then the other one, did you see the Bengals and Colts?
No, I missed that one too.
Reliving those Apple Cups with Jake Browning and Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, how'd that one go?
Who the fuck had those two starting against each other in the NFL on their fucking bingo card?
Nobody, because no one thought they'd be starting.
Nobody, exactly. Bengals ended up pulling it out in overtime. I mean, it was a back and forth good game. But, yeah, Bengals pulled it out in OT. So, all right, well, we're just pulling for me to get
a miracle.
You know, if I make the playoffs against and I play you week one, it's really going to suck because I have to root for your players to do good. Because I have a lot of those in my money league.
Yeah, I know. That's where it's been rough on a couple of them where I've sat there and watched ones and I'm like, fuck, I need this player to do good on this league, but if he does good, I'm going to lose the other one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I'll be honest, I shouldn't have won this week on our league. I was down. It was showing that I was going to lose going into Monday night, and then my Monday night became amazing.
Well, I was playing against Mostert in my money league. Again, I was playing Pickett, and Pickett needed four. He had three guys going Monday night. I had none, and he needed 40 points. And I think at halftime he had a combined like 9. And I'm like, fucking sweet, here we go. Within 2 minutes and 30 seconds in the second half, Mostert's got 14 new points. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Because Levis fumbled.
At halftime, I was like, oh, well, I guess I lose this week. You know, whatever. I'm still in the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, I went to bed. And I woke up in the morning, and it's like, you won. And I'm like, what? Yeah. And I go back and look, and it's like, oh, fuck. Mostert took off in the fucking second half.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. Oh, all right. Well, like I said, here's hoping I fucking pull something out of my ass this week and
hopefully
get a little. Well, it's not so much me, right? I mean, I have to win, but yeah. I have to rely on somebody else to lose too. And that's somebody I got to rely on to lose. I think I've beaten 3 times in the league this year.
Yeah, that's one thing that sucks right now. In my money league is the person I'm playing against. I've beaten twice.
Yeah,
I've beaten him twice, and now all of a sudden, and I mean, it wasn't even close. And now because of injuries, I'm basically projected to lose, like in the first round.
Yeah,
and I'm like, fuck, if I go out in the first round of the money league, I'm going to be pissed.
So what worries me about my money league, too, is I haven't had to deal with injuries yet this year. And to go through a fantasy year and not have to deal with injuries is pretty fucking rare.
Which means you're going to get fucked in the first round.
Which means you could, too, because I got Allen and I got McCaffrey. And, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, well, we'll fucking see how it goes. Well,
I'm hoping right now that a lot of my players play, you know, better than they're supposed to for my money league. Because, yeah, I'm kind of fucked on the pretty much all of it.
Yeah. Well, we'll have fun with it either way.
Yeah.
Either fucking way. So, yeah. I figured my money. I've already got my money back in my money league. So, because we do, we have a we pay $26 at the beginning of the year, $2 mm-hmm. for each week up to week 13. And they're for little side bets. So you get, you know, there's $26 payout each week for a side bet. And I won 2 of those. And then we do a $100 payout for the number one overall seed with the highest and who scores the highest points. I think it's 50 each. Because we've had teams, not make the playoffs and score the most points in the league. But they'll have 2 or 3 weeks at 200 points, you know, and then lose some 1 and 2 point games.
Yeah.
Somewhere down the line. But so we kind of came up and we're like, dude, that's pretty weak when you score the most points in the league and you don't even get a shot for the playoffs. Especially
that
when it's not real football, so you can't play defense and stop the other team from scoring. So, yeah, I won that too. So I've got my money back. I'm a happy. I'm actually $27 in the green.
Yeah, that's my worry is the money because it was a freaking $100 buy-in.
Yeah, so was ours.
So I mean, it's like oh.
And I think our first place payout's like 700.
Yeah, that's how ours is. It's about 700, so it's like.
So I will take that.
I'm hoping for some players to play out their asses on this one.
Yeah, I got a car to fix to get Bella's car going, so.
Bella she can't have a car. She's too young.
I know. I fucking know. Araya's already talking about, last night, Mom, some of my friends already have their, you know, have taken driver's ed, blah, blah, blah. Like, you're not even 15 yet. Not my fault your friends are dumb and had to stay in school an extra year, so you have freshman friends that are 15. It's not my fault. You know, so, oh my God, man, we had a time tonight at dinner. If you would have drove by our house and looked in through the window, your first reaction, you know, would have been, oh, look at that, all sitting down as a family for dinner. And then you would have saw 5 people fucking crying. Like, honestly, somebody would have driven by, I would have been expecting a lasagna put on my porch. Sorry about your loss. Please have dinner on us. We were fucking dying laughing so fucking hard. So every night at dinner, we go through the kids and they tell us about their day.
Yeah.
And normally the girls, especially since middle school on, they go through each class. Oh, today in English we did this and in math we did this, blah, 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 blah. And in biology, I think, for Araya, they're talking about genetics. And I remember doing this in school, like the weird genetics, so being able to roll your tongue and the Morgan's toe and the widow's peak and, you know, just those kind of weird things. And we were talking about rolling your tongue, and Ray's like, I can do it. And Bella's like, I can do it. And Toby's like, I can't. And Tasha goes, I can't. I don't have a tongue. And Ray's like, well, you don't have a tongue? And she's like, yeah, it doesn't stick out of my mouth. She's like, I have a Down syndrome tongue. And Ray's like, I've never known this. Stick out your tongue, Mom. Let me see. And from that moment forward, it was nothing but fucking laughter. Tasha's like gritting her teeth, trying to stick her tongue out, like looking like she's telling her body to push it out of her fucking mouth hole. And we're dying fucking laughing. I mean, just dying fucking laughing.
I'm sure.
Oh, my God. Even Tasha's like, my ribs hurt so bad from laughing. Oh, yeah. It was, it's one of those wholesome family moments where you're like, yeah, I get jealous of you as time is going. Man, empty nest would be nice. It'd be nice to just be like, and then I have moments like this where I'm like, I'm not sure I want this to end. And then dinner's over and they're assholes. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I could. This could end any time now. I'm good.
This can end.
Although, even the one who's out of the house, I think I still piss her off, so.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
My grandson had his 4-month appointment or whatever today. And Sam sent me a picture of the doctor sheet and said that he is developmentally closer to a 6-month-old and said Carson was very brave for his shots. I respond with, well, that's what a week around me will do for you. Makes you smarter. No response. I'm back.
Of course not.
I'm back on the shit list.
Oh, yeah. It's you're the grandpa. You're always on the shit list.
Oh.
Always.
So dad jokes are funny, but grandpa jokes aren't? Is that what you're telling me?
No. I think they're funny when they're kids, but then when they become like parents themselves, they're like, yeah, you're an idiot.
Oh my God, that reminds me. So like last year's building the sets for the plays and the different thing for the school. And the play they're doing this year is Frozen. So last night she's telling us about class and all the things she's doing in it. Every chance I got to throw a Frozen line into it, make a dad joke with it, I would. And then I'd give Tosh 5.
Sure.
And it kind of went through, blah, 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 into that. And then Toby said something tonight. I can't remember what it was, but I made a reference to a movie or something. And Tosh laughed, gave me 5. And then it gets to Bella, and Bella's part of this, it's called the Bear Club or something. And today they had to walk around to the different freshman classes and they were playing games with them or whatever, boosting morale, whatever they do. And she's talking about this game and she's like, yeah, so I got a stack of red cups and 1 green cup. And I'm like, oh, 2 cups, 1 girl? The blank look on the kid's face was great. But then Tosh just looks at me, fucking shakes her head no, and points her finger at me. I'm like, no high five for that one? That's a good joke. Yeah.
Yeah, until the girls start looking up what's 2 girls, 1 cup.
Oh, Toby goes, so what is that? I don't get it. And I go, and you won't until you're 18. And Tosh goes, I'm like 24.
What are you talking about? He's tonight is looking that up.
Yeah, he doesn't have internet access. He lost that.
Yeah, that you know of.
He lost that with the boot. He doesn't even have anything to be on the internet with.
Oh, he'll figure it out.
His tablet and phone are in the safe because he was sneaking it too much. Yeah. Okay, we all know what 2 girls, 1 cup is. Let's see what comes up. 2 cups, 1 girl. Let's see if it comes up the same thing. Watch 2 girls, 1 cup uncensored video. Two girls, 1 cup is the unofficial nickname of the trailer for Hungry Bitches, a 2007 Brazilian scat fetish pornography film produced by MFX Media.
Scat fetish?
Yeah.
I mean, is that a fancy way of saying poop play? I mean,
I
scat fetish. I mean, you can make anything sound some.
All right. Well, there's a new addition to Shit Matt Googles.
Scat fetish, huh?
Yeah. I was expecting to come up and go, did you mean 2 girls, 1 cup?
Yeah, fetish. It's good. Yeah. just poop play. Just call it what it is. It's poop play.
Speaking of scatting, I've dealt with something over the weekend that I'm not used to dealing with.
I'm kind of worried since you started this with scatting.
Constipation's a mean motherfucker.
Oh, it is.
So I started feeling a little under the weather Friday, and I woke up Saturday and just the body aches. And I went, oh, fuck, I got COVID. Because that's, like, when I got COVID, I didn't have the cold symptoms, per se. I had the body aches so fucking brutally bad. And I was like, fuck, here we go. And yep. And then Sunday night, I was like, dude, I haven't pooped since Thursday. Like, what the hell? And so Sunday night, I Googled it too.
Of course you did. You Google everything.
I pooped one turd, fucking softball size. And the top of my ass crack felt like it tore. So all the way down in the holes, what was stretched out, but why did I tear the top of my ass crack?
Oh, man.
So I only got one turd out. So Monday at work was fucking rough. It was fucking rough. So it's getting close to lunchtime. I don't know why I even ate. Because I wasn't really hungry. I mean, I'm full of shit. But I'm like...
Normal.
I'm like, you know what? I've been craving one. It makes me shit every fucking time. I'm going to McDonald's to get the McRib. Yep. I'm going to McDonald's to get the McRib. Guess what?
Because we've had these conversations where you eat a McRib and it just like makes it slide right out.
Guess what ended last Friday? The McRib. Couldn't get one Monday.
I've never had one.
They are deliciously gross.
That's what I've heard.
There's a reason why they are sporadic when they come out. Because they sound fantastic. They're not horrible, but they're not... You wouldn't... If you bought... If the McRib was on a continuous menu... Every day, every week, every month, every year, all the way through, you would buy it once and you'd be like, yeah, not getting that fucking again.
Yeah.
But then you buy it the one time and it disappears, and all of a sudden the fucking advertisement smacks you in the face again. You're like, oh, yeah, I got to get a McRib. You know, they know what the fuck they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways... Remember the adult Happy Meals they came out with a year ago or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Where you got either the Grimace toy or the Hamburglar toy or the Birdie toy or Ronald toy. They got another one now. And it's the McNugget Buddies.
McNugget Buddies?
Do you remember the McNugget Buddies?
No.
Google them. Make sure you spell it right. You
don't McNugget Buddy.
You don't want to end up in some scat fetish.
Oh, shit.
Thinking.
Okay. Yeah, I remember them now.
It was like a plastic chicken McNugget, and then they each had different clothes. Like, you could even change the top. Almost kind of like a Mr. Potato Head. But in a McNugget form. So they have McNugget Buddies, but it's in a sealed fucking box, so you don't know which one you got. So now they're playing with our emotions like a mystery box.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the Funko Sodas, where they're in the dark bag and you want to know if you got the chase or not. So I haven't opened mine yet. So I don't know which one I got. But
well, it's kind of like this.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the McDonald's Speedy.
Yep.
This was a mystery when I ordered, because I ordered Amber's presents from Funko, because I got her some Funko stuff. And when I ordered, they had the mystery. This was my mystery, was Speedy.
Ah. Very nice.
Which I had honestly, I never even heard of Speedy.
I didn't end up buying them, but I wanted the, what was it, Mayor McCheese and Officer Big Mac, mm-hmm. which were like the old playground toys they had back in our day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They made Funkos of them, and I wanted those, but I didn't get them.
Yeah.
So anyways, I ordered that meal. You can choose either a Big Mac or chicken nuggets. I got chicken nuggets because I didn't want a fucking Big Mac. Didn't help me poop. So I Googled another thing. Curious if I could water enema myself with a bidet.
I swear to God, there's some FBI agent like freaking monitoring you that's like looking at your freaking search history like, what the fuck?
Well,
it's like, does this guy know we're monitoring him and just fucking with us at this point?
Yeah. Not recommended, according to Google, but can be done. Shoot that up the beehole. I got one decent poop out Monday night, and then nothing again yesterday. All of a sudden, yesterday, we went to Mexican for lunch. And I was like, I ate three jars of salsa. I don't like spicy food.
You're just trying to get that to come out.
Those little dishes they send with the chips at the Mexican restaurant. I literally had three of those by myself. Because super cool, the Mexican joint we went to, they gave each person their own cup of salsa so you could double dip. And that's what the guy even said. I was
that
like,
way you don't get COVID from the salsa.
I was like, that's a good call. You know?
It
not
is.
Only that, but some of those tortilla chips are pretty big. You shove the whole thing in your fucking mouth is ladylike.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of a sudden, 3 o'clock this morning, shoot out of bed. Hour 15 before my alarm clock goes off.
One of those where you're awake now.
Yeah. And it's been bad news all day.
I could imagine.
It took a good 15 hours for that salsa to kick in and the pola con crema and whatever else, but mm-hmm. but we got it. Yeah.
See, I used to have issues when I was, you know, years ago when I was drinking a lot, not eating correctly and everything else, where I would get all backed up. So, and I would have to basically like just eat laxatives like candy, trying to get things moving again. And yeah, it was not good. So I ended up having to have a colonoscopy once. One time I'm having a colonoscopy and I'm like, I'm done. I need to get healthy so that I don't have to have that again.
Yeah, that was also my fear, right? This is similar to what my mom went through, how she got sick in the first place, or sick enough to go to the doctor, right? And so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I know that you know, they say 45, which is 3 months down the road for me. So, Tosh actually hopped on my fucking my chart or whatever and tried booking an appointment for me, just a physical appointment and a checkup type deal. And she's like, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm adulting for you. I'm like, I want you to pay the bills, not like, what are you doing? And I haven't been to my doctor in so long that we can't schedule an appointment with her because she's no longer accepting new patients.
Wow. You haven't been there so long that you are now a new patient.
Yeah. This is the third time it's happened with a doctor.
That's fucked up.
So, because typically if something happens where I go to the doctor, it's not even since COVID. It's been forever. It's so hard to get a fucking appointment or so far out. You know, normally I go to the doctor when I get hurt. I just go to...
Yeah.
I just go to urgent care. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm a stubborn bastard, so I never do the follow-ups.
No, no one does. Why would you do follow-ups?
Yeah. Fucking stupid.
It's just weird.
Fucking stupid. All right. So, we haven't gotten much into Christmas. I'll be honest. It's unseasonably warm up here. And it's really, I know you're warmer and you're loving it and whatever. It's Christmas time.
It's actually been a little cold, which has been weird.
And it doesn't feel like it up here at all. We haven't even had a big frost yet. Like that first frost.
Yeah.
We've had a couple mornings where I've gone out to the car and it's been 32, but I haven't had to scrape my windows once. Like one or two times.
We actually dropped yesterday. It was 36 when I got up.
Okay.
So
it hasn't felt
some bullshit.
I haven't watched any of the outside of Elf. Elf's been on like live TV, like on 10 different fucking channels every night. So I've watched Elf 2.5 times or something like that. But we did turn on our first Christmas movie, a new Christmas movie. Oh my God, what the fuck is it called? It's a Batman Christmas movie. Is it Mary Batmas?
Weird. I said we've watched Violent Night already.
What's that?
We've watched Violent Night already.
So me and Bella need to watch it. She wants to watch it with me. It's called Merry Little Batman. And it's animated. And it's fucking fantastic.
Let's look at that one. Yeah. Like I said, we watched Violent Night. We did, of course. We went to the movie theater because it was playing and watched Die Hard.
Yeah, and I'm kicking myself because I wasn't feeling good over the weekend. We were going to go Sunday to see A Christmas Story in the theater. They released it. It was released Saturday, Sunday. And Saturday, I looked up. All three shows were sold out at Auburn Theater anyways. I looked at Sunday, and like the 4 o'clock show only had 3 people who'd bought tickets for it already. But I was like, I'm going to wait because if I don't feel good, like I don't want to pay the money. And then the other showing was tonight at 5 o'clock. They had one showing tonight only. But
yeah, they did.
We went
to a German Christmas thing in this town called Tomball down the road on Saturday, and then after that we went to the Die Hard on the way back.
Yeah, that would have been cool. See Die Hard in the theater. Merry Little Batman is Batman has solved all crime in Gotham. Everybody's been beaten down. Joker, Riddler, Penguin, Freeze, blah, blah, blah. And they con... Dr. Freeze cons Batman by saying there's some crime in, like, Antarctica or something. And so Batman leaves and his son. And it basically turns into, like, Home Alone. But with Batman's son, who so desperately wants to be Batman, but his dad wants him to have no part of it and wants to protect him and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Batman is played by Luke fucking Wilson.
Interesting.
And it's better than Ben Affleck. David Hornsby is the Joker. Brian George is the Penguin.
Brian George. Why does that sound familiar?
He's played every stereotypical Indian role.
Okay.
I think 40-Year-Old Virgin he was in. Let me see here. Oh, he was the voice of Alfred in Batman the Killing Joke. I'm trying to see. Recently, it's just been a lot of voiceover work. I guess I gotta go way back to find the things that I'm pretty sure he's the guy from 40-Year-Old Virgin. No, Employee of the Month is what I'm thinking of.
Okay,
he's the guy with all the kids that he's trying to get Dane Cook to babysit or to work his shift so he can go to the kids' game. He does a lot of shit for DC. He was in New Girl. Guardians of the Galaxy TV series. Come on. He's a voice in Skylanders. Remember when both our kids fucking that was the...
Yeah.
Made buying Christmas presents so easy. Oh, you went to...
Yeah, considering we found somehow Benton was supposed to have, like, taken him, but somehow he didn't. We have his entire box of all of them.
Oh, no shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we still have all of ours. We still have some in packages. Because when Toys R Us was going out, they were on sale for $1, $1.50.
Yeah.
And we bought a bunch thinking, oh, we'll put these ones, like, hey, we'll put these up and give two to the kids on Valentine's Day. And, you know, we'll throw two in their Easter baskets and we'll, all that shit. And all of a sudden, they had no interest in the game fucking at all. Like, it wasn't a slow trickle. I swear, it just fucking stopped.
I see that.
Yeah.
That was kind of how Benton was.
Employee of the Month. That was the one I'm thinking of. But, yeah, he's the voice of the penguin in it. It's really good. They got Vicky Vale. They have a lot of homages to the other Batman movies in it that are pretty fucking funny. A lot of little one-liners that if you haven't seen specific Batman movies, you know, they don't make a whole lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely worth a watch. I think Toby's watched it 10 times since. He fucking loved it.
So, I have to try that one out.
Yeah.
But I know who Brian George is now that I've seen him. Yeah, okay. He was, yeah. I wouldn't remember him right off the bat as Roger's dad in Big Bang Theory.
Which one?
He was Roger's dad in Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just scrolled his IMDb page. I didn't see that one. But now that you say that, yeah, always on the computer.
Yep, the second I saw him, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah. Speaking of fucking Indians, so I got invited to the 7-Eleven holiday party, being a vendor, and, dude, those guys throw down. I mean, fucking part, like, throw down. And we got 67-year-old franchisees out on the floor, dancing like they were 20. I got yelled at for drinking beer because they had single malt shit at the bar that was free. And I'm like, I'm in Edmonds, hour and a half from my house. A beer's fine.
You're drinking too much.
You know. Oh, bullshit. Yeah. You need, you know. Yeah, I took Tosh. We had a lot of fun.
Right on.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm doing my work Christmas parties tomorrow, so.
Ours is next Thursday. We're going bowling and miniature golfing or something.
I don't know. We're going to some, I don't know. It's some little fucking theme park thing. I don't know what it is.
We did the same thing last year. The Saving Grace is one. I'm the best bowler. So that always feels good. And two, it's free drinks
so they
at
all
10
suck
o'clock
then.
In the morning. Yeah. Hey. Okay. Hey, I got a 50% average.
Yeah.
Which is 150.
Yeah. It's about where I was. We're about the same, so.
Yeah, you were getting up there.
Yeah. Every once in a while I'd have those. I'd do good for a bit and get up there, but.
Yeah. So.
We've been wanting to. There's a couple of bowling alleys around here that I want to go to. There's one over here in Cut and Shoot, but Amber doesn't want to go to it because she's afraid to go to a bowling alley in a town called Cut and Shoot.
Do you blame her?
She's like, she's like, that's going to be full of hillbillies. I'm like, probably, but
you're in fucking
it'll probably
Texas.
Be fun.
Yeah, you're in fucking Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, no matter where you are in Texas, there's a chance of you getting cut and shot. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
You go to hillbilly Texas, it cracks like your guns?
We live in Conroe, but at least our address is, but we're closer to Cut and Shoot. Like, Conroe is like 25 minutes away to go to the town of Conroe. Cut and Shoot's 5.
So is that where you shop? Like grocery shop and shit? Is it Cut and Shoot?
It's not big enough to have. I mean, it's got like a... It would be like... Basically, Cut and Shoot's like Hobart.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's got like a little... There's a little
you
store
a
and a post office.
Price.
Yeah. like a little store and a post office, and that's about it. Okay. But I mean, it just, I was like, I want my address to be cut and shoot. Fuck Conroe. I want to be, I want to say I live in cut and shoot, Texas.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. All right, guys. Well, we got it in. A day late, dollar short. But I didn't have that's to hear from said. Mr. Pickett. Oh, before we cut out here, Joe Simomo listened to last week's episode and wasn't too pleased that he had to give me an explanation of why he's a fan of the teams he's a fan of.
Because he likes to be packed by black cocks?
Where did I...
Is that what we decided? Yeah. He liked to be packed by black cocks?
Let me... He did say that was a good burn.
Yeah.
Let me see here. Okay, he just randomly sends me a text at 7:20 in the morning, the day after the episode came out. So he must have got up and listened to it on his way to work or whatever he was doing. He's like, I can explain my fandoms if you'd like. I'm from Central California. Mom's side of the family is Dodger fans. Dad is from upstate New York, and they are Yankee fans. They raised my sister and I to root for the Dodgers and the Yankees. Football wasn't a big thing in my house until the mid-90s in the Super Bowl. I remember the most is the Packers New England. And that's where I became a Packers fan. Credit to Mike on the roast. That was a good one. I'm like, my dad was a Wazoo fan. I didn't let that influence me into being an idiot. Ha ha. And this doesn't make it better, but I didn't know the Seahawks existed till 96-ish.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, football wasn't a big thing in my house. We're baseball, baseball, baseball. So then to rub it in a little bit, I had to put, so 95 must have hurt. A lot of those years hurt. Good, Yankees fans need to feel it. Oh, I've been feeling it. Only thing keeping me going is that Boston also sucks. And then I put, well, the M's always suck, and that's why I'm always prepared for the shittiness life throws at me. We can both agree on our hatred of the Yankees. I said yes, except my hate for the Yanks is stronger. So that was 8 hours after we posted the episode.
But he did never explain the Blackhawks.
No.
No. No. Okay. Just check.
No, he just said it was a good one.
Yeah, he just likes Blackhawks. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the best part, I know our listenership's not huge, you know, but the best part is getting these comments from, like, you know, knowing these guys listen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, it cracks me up. No, and knowing we talk about them, right? So that's awesome. But anyways, all right, guys. Well, we will be back next week.
Next week should be normal, and then I think it's the week after where we're gonna have to. Like, I'm in Palm Springs, and you're
Yeah, I'm not anywhere, but.
Yeah, but I'm in Palm Springs.
Yeah. So we'll just bypass, like, you know.
Yeah. And then the week after that, you should have all the Christmas stuff, and we should be able to do the Christmas.
Yeah,
it'll be a week after Christmas, but.
You got to send me your address, too.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
So, all right. Well, with all that being said, guys, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we will see you next week.
See you later.